Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Eric Cole, welcome to WGN.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think we need you. You know, this is, I think, an important thing. Not every guest, you know, some are based on entertainment value, maybe a good cause, information, but I think we need you. The signal is out to kind of make sense of some of these things, because, and I know in some of the interviews that I've done on the tech for the auto side, you know, where you give up a little bit on the GPS and some of the technology in there, it's really collecting a lot of information and suggesting things and learning things. And so this is the future. So Dr. Cole, it's important to have you.
See, one of the things I find is everybody loves their technology. They love the functionality. But what they fail to realize is the adversary also loves this technology because they can use it to hurt you.
I mean, I think in no more time in our history has it been more relevant when we look at some of the things that we're talking about, whether it's, you know, foreign governments trying to like hack in and the susceptibility of the power grid or ways that even just we have become so dependent on our devices. I'm telling you, I don't know if I would even know how to, I could get home. So let's not worry about that. But there's a lot of places I couldn't get, numbers I wouldn't have. We've become dependent on this technology now.
Exactly. And as you said, what we fail to realize is this technology is recording our lives. Everything we do, everything our children does is now recorded and can be used for good or evil. And what we have to remember is this technology is not secure by default, and we are all a target.
When you say good or evil, you know, some of the things that you look at, and I think we just understand from a networking basis or a marketing basis that some of our information or tendencies is going to be used by companies to, at least on paper, you know, I think it's a little intrusive, but maybe on paper help shape some of the things that are thrown in front of us based on our tendencies and ideally maybe things that they think we'll want to either do or buy. But when you say evil, right, so explain some of the evil things that can go on, some of the ways that some of our devices, maybe you mentioned a couple of those, but some of the ways they can be used for evil, that's cryptic.
So a couple of things. First is we as parents love the fact that we can track our child's location. You can pull up your phone at any moment and see where your child is and what they're doing. However, most likely that configuration on their phone is not secure, and so can a cyber attacker, a cyber predator, can also find out where your children are. We have seen that 90% of the child abductions in 2017, the evil people use cell phones to find out the child's location, track them, and be able to abduct them when the parents were not around.
Wow. You know, as a parent of three kids, that is scary. We just got our 11-year-old a phone. And part of it is, you know, for safety reasons, you think, hey, there, he's doing sports. He's off here. He's got times where he's, you know, with his classmates or at his school, and you want to stay connected. You want to be able to, you know, to get a hold of him and kind of know where he is or check in. But you're saying some of those devices themselves are exactly what the predators are using. Now, are these the kind of predators, when we think of like hackers, we think of, people that are going to try to steal your identity for monetary purposes or foreign governments to try to get an edge in there on the international stage. But is it down to where like your average, I don't say average, it's a terrible thing, but your child predator out there is trying to use as much technology as they can to do what they want to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody has embraced technology. Not only have we used it for good, but all of these attackers. So we've seen cases where child predators will use social media and turn on cameras on phones to track children. We've also seen cases where people will rent a house next to yours, use your wireless network access to commit a crime, and it's traced back to you. Plus, we've seen what we normally think of as the Russians and North Koreans targeting us for financial gain and financial benefit. So it's really across the spectrum. All evil people have realized technology can help them commit their crimes quicker and easier.
Well, you got that group of people, a certain segment of the population that wants to go off, you know, get a bunch of food that will last for 20 years, kind of dig a hole in the ground and sit there and be protected and kind of be off the, not just Ed Begley Jr. There's a lot of people kind of want to be off the grid, but we mentioned it, like we're so dependent on this technology. It's such a part of our lives, not even just on the, you know, on the fun side, but just in just general, just kind of normal functioning. So Dr. Cole, let us know, like, what are some of the devices that are maybe, I guess, most dangerous or things that we should really take care in handling, or are there some out there that we're not even aware of?
So the most dangerous thing to be aware of is anytime you receive an email, even if it looks legitimate, even if it seems like it's coming from a valid vendor, do not open the attachment and do not click on the link. Those are the two number one ways of compromising your system. Next is be careful of public wireless. If you have to use public wireless, utilize a technology called Virtual Private Network. It's free that you can download on your system. And then third, recognize that your children's devices and applications are not secure by default, and go in and turn on all the security settings so they can be protected.
Okay, so that's important. So you've got that. Watch out for the public wireless. People see it as a, you know, they see it as a get to now, right? Hey, we got free Wi-Fi. Let's get in there and do that. But I'm sure, like you said, some, you know, nefarious hackers are thinking that same thing as well. And you've got this kind of communal pool of information, and they're able to sort of hack in on some of those things at that time.
Right. Don't say free. Say open. It's open wireless, which means anything you're doing, anybody else can see. So when you're at the airport and you're texting or uploading pictures, anyone that's sitting there could also see all that information.
You think about it, and we hear the, you know, the stories in the news about maybe this, you know, this credit card or this company or this bank or this store, retail establishment, you know, getting hacked, and a lot of that information getting out into the world. And so you can see from a financial standpoint, there's an incentive for these companies to hire, you know, talented people on the good side to try to get in there and build in some safeguards or to prevent things or to. But it's always on the law enforcement side. You'll know this from your time with the CIA, is that it's always reactionary, right? There's a new virus that's created, then you guys have to kind of build something to counteract it or to combat it. So for those people, maybe this is some scary information to have, and maybe it's the kind of stuff that we don't necessarily want to know, but we should. How we know the bad guys are out there, they're working, you know, 24/7 every day. What kind of, you know, forces do we have on the good side to kind of build in those safeguards, maybe build in some deterrence, but to help us kind of combat this?
Yeah, unfortunately, and a lot of people don't like hearing this, but if you really want to be protected online, you have to accept 100% responsibility for your security. We've seen cases where billion-dollar companies like Equifax fail to protect our data, and we're going to see many more of those. What we need to do is recognize we're a target, limit our exposure. Be careful of who you give your information to. Use multiple credit cards, so this way if one gets compromised, the amount of impact is reduced. Don't go to untrusted sites, and be very, very careful of where you search, because unfortunately these big companies are spending a lot of money but still missing the ball in protecting our information.
No, and are there entire because that's kind of scary. It's one thing you think of, you know, just some bad characters out there either just goofing around, kind of messing around, some hijinks, or even just general criminals, right? They're just trying to, you know, steal your bank account balance or your 401k. Like, are there, and maybe how many, like actual countries, right, where this is like that nation? I know we're doing a little bit of whatever it is that we do. Of course, you can't talk about it. But are there whole countries that, like, a big basis of what they're doing is targeting the United States online and electronically?
Absolutely. Almost every major country is playing this game. We hear a lot about China and Russia, but Iran, Germany, all these other countries. And the one that's the most scary to me is North Korea, because North Korea always was focused on building weapons and targeting us. But in the last 2 months, what we found out is they're running out of money. So now North Korea has a whole separate group of hackers that are targeting the U.S. for financial gain. Jeez. So think about North Korea. stealing our money to build rockets to try to destroy us. I mean, the ultimate cyber economy.
Oh, these sanctions don't happen in a vacuum. Okay, so here's one of the things, too, Doctor, is 708 had just said in, talk about Amazon Echo. This is something that's out there. You have to be a little suspicious, I guess, right? It's very cool. Kids love it. They can ask about, you know, what's the temperature in Topeka, Kansas, and it just says it. But the Amazon Echo devices like that, is that going to be a target for hackers?
Absolutely. And I just want to be clear, if you configure it correctly, those devices can actually be secure and used in a proper manner. The problem with the new Echo is if you just install it by default, it has something called drop-in mode, which lets a parent, when they're at work, drop in and listen to their children or listen to what's happening in their house. The problem is, so can an adversary use that if it's not configured correctly. So if you just take a default Echo, put it in your house, and do not secure it, you basically are giving a bug where an adversary can turn it on and listen into your entire conversation whenever they want.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So maybe that's why maybe the FBI or the CIA should deliver those to organized crime figures around the world, and maybe they'll be so enamored with the pleasant voice and the technology, they'll forget that they're giving up secrets. Well, here's the thing we wanted to ask. You know, the CIA and a lot of stuff that you've done over the years, and let the listeners know we're talking with Dr. Eric Cole, cybersecurity expert, former CIA technical director, and you were a cybersecurity commissioner for President Obama as well. A lot of that stuff is in a world of secrecy, but here you're writing the book. Let's take in a couple minutes here and talk about the book. It's titled Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. So it's kind of a scary title, but maybe it's appropriate, right?
Absolutely. And the reason I wrote it is I spent most of my life providing technical advice, training technical people and helping the technical staff at companies. But what I realized about a year and a half ago is all the technology isn't going to help us if you, me, and all our listeners don't have a general understanding. So I wrote a book that's fun to read. It has some ninja characters in it, but really gives you some great messaging on how to protect yourself and family. And you can even get some samples at onlinedanger.com. I have some free chapters and other resources people can use.
Well, it's the kind of thing that's going to hit everybody. And I think all those listeners, too, if you're hearing this thing and it doesn't necessarily apply to me, I think it does at this point. I think everybody in every demographic and age group is using smart technology to some extent. And some of this, and it's just the way that they're building it, is going to be so user-friendly that everybody is going to be using it in no time flat, and including the forces of evil out there. So, Dr. Cole, one more time, give the website out where people can get it. And then also, too, social media-wise, follow you on your adventures and keep up with what you're doing.
So onlinedanger.com, onlinedanger.com is the website. You can also follow me, Dr. Eric Cole, on Twitter, or eric.cole.007 on Facebook, right? You got to have a cool Facebook handle. So would love to help people be secure in cyberspace.
It's got to be cool. You got to make it a little cool and maybe a little fun for people to get interested. I think it's important stuff like vitamins, right? It's things that people should do. And Dr. Cole, you're doing the people's work, so hats off to you and appreciate you coming on WGN today.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Jeff Turner. We talk about some of the great places to go all the time here in Chicago and a diversity of food, specifically on New Year's Eve. He's going to talk about Jake Melnick's Tap. They make some of the best wings this side of the Pecos River. We'll talk with him after this break. It's Dane in for John on 720 WGN.